Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bad news for Aaron Rodgers. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Tough moment yesterday, Pearl. Steelers end up winning the game easily, 34-12 over the Cincinnati Bengals, but the score was 10-6 at halftime, and that's when Rodgers was ruled out of the game. He fell on his non-throwing wrist, and there's a break, a little bit of a fracture, I guess, in one of the bones is what we're hearing, and it looks like he will not be playing next week, according to Adam Schefter. So this is coming off of a week against LA, the Chargers, where they looked terrible. Aaron Rodgers looked so bad. We're wondering, is the cliff coming for Rodgers? The first half, tight game, not awesome, and then he gets hurt. Mason Rudolph has to come in, and honestly, the Steelers' defense has been a little inconsistent this season, very inconsistent, but yesterday turned it up, and they were really the reason why they were able to cruise to a victory.
Yeah, I mean, Rodgers actually looked pretty good in the game, too, but I don't think there's a major drop-off to Mason Rudolph, who's a very experienced backup, has won a ton of games with the Steelers, and I see there are three-point dogs against the Bears. I'll bet you that line even comes back towards Pittsburgh, because I don't think there's a major game changer here. Schefter tweeted that Adam Schefter, ESPN's insider, said that it's looking like it's going to be Mason Rudolph against the Bears.
Okay, sorry, we'll looking say, like, looking
yeah,
like.
Yeah, looking like. Honestly, I saw Mason Rudolph look pretty good. I feel totally fine that Pittsburgh can do what the universe wants and just find a way to get to 10-7 like they always do. Feels like they're the same team. I don't care if Rodgers is in or out. You know, Mike Tomlin is going to define what the offense looks like anyway. It's always conservative. So I think they can survive this for a couple weeks. It doesn't sound like slight break in his left wrist. Even that, I feel like he could be back in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It doesn't feel like this is devastating.
Okay, well, if we're talking about the Steelers' playoff chances right now, because it's that time of year, we're into November, and you start looking around, do you want to guess what they're the Steelers to make the playoffs, what percentage that is right now?
59.
27. 27%. That's their chance to make the playoffs right now. A lot lower than I ever thought, Pearl. If they lose at Chicago next week, which is totally fathomable, it goes down to 20%. If they lose to the Bills, now we're down to, I don't know, 13%. Things are just really trending in the wrong direction here for Pittsburgh. And you're right, maybe there's not an appreciable difference at this point between Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph. Maybe. But it's looking like the Ravens, you know, win yesterday against the Cleveland Browns. Took them a while. Took them a real long time, actually, to put that game away. And Shedeur Sanders was even in the game. And still the Ravens really couldn't get a handle on things until they ran basically a trick play with Mark Andrews bailing out of a tush push and streaking down the sideline for a touchdown run. This is not great for the Steelers. You know, I know you didn't believe it, but I think inside the building, they thought that Aaron Rodgers was really going to be a factor. I think they thought Aaron Rodgers, combined with a good defense, was going to give them a chance. And the Ravens start off 1-5, and the Browns are in free fall. The Bengals are in free fall. And I think if the Steelers miss the postseason now, people would be massively disappointed.
Well, I mean, Rodgers' season high is 249 passing yards. Is that why can't Mason Rudolph do that?
Maybe he can. I'm just saying yeah. Now if the Steelers don't make the playoffs, whether it's Rudolph, whether it's Rodgers, I mean, you staked yourself to this pretty big lead in the AFC North, and it appears to be crumbling despite a win yesterday.
Well, if Steelers fans thought that, I think they were being unrealistic because it seems like they have the same team that they've had the last 5 years.
But that was make the playoffs at least, though, and lose in the first round.
No, but weren't they 9-8 and 10-7 missed the playoffs one time in this?
They missed the playoffs during this 17 years.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing as it always is. Mike Tomlin is good enough to get you to 9-8. But right now, the way this team is, he's not good enough to win the Super Bowl. So I don't know why you would, even with Aaron Rodgers, I don't know why you would have thought that this was going to be any different. I mean, why?
Because I thought they started showing a lot of confidence. When Rodgers first got there, it was, well, let's wait and see. He was not pulling the same thing he did with the Jets, saying the Lombardi Trophy is looking lonely. He was not calling a shot the way that he did in New York. He goes to the Steelers, but then as it grew, as he got closer and closer to the season, you just saw that they started talking a much bigger game.
It was that dumb McAfee show that got you convinced.
No, but the trade for DK Metcalf and then paying DK Metcalf, they started doing things that were out of character for a Steelers team. When's the last time the Steelers had traded for a wide receiver and gave him $100 million?
Right, but then they let George Pickens walk and they were back where they started. They were shaping up to be kind of conservative on offense. They had Arthur Smith as their offensive coordinator. What did you expect? It was going to be the greatest show on turf? Of course it's going to be the Steelers. Mike Tomlin wants to win 19-13.
Okay, but Pearl.
Even with DK Metcalf, and I understand what you're saying, but I still think that they were sort of designed to be this Pittsburgh Steelers conservative attack.
You're damn right.
It still makes it disappointing if they miss the playoffs, considering they got off to a pretty good start.
No, of course.
And the fact that they would, you know, not be able to finish this off, and right now they have a 27% chance to make the playoffs when they're technically in the lead in the division and they just won yesterday.
Well, I mean, listen, you're right. They were 4-1, but they had beaten some now we know bad teams. And last year they were 8-2, and they completely fell apart. So I don't know what Steelers fans expect here. I'll bet you if I was a Steelers fan, I would think, oh, man, we're just stuck in limbo where we're good enough to have a winning record, but we're not good enough to make any real noise. I imagine the Mike Tomlin fatigue is going to grow, especially if they do miss the playoffs. But if they make the playoffs, they're going to lose in the wild card round. So what are we talking about here?
I just don't understand how they're going to make the playoffs now. Let's say they lose. They have two games against the Ravens. Let's say they lose the next one against the Ravens. That one's in Baltimore. And let's say they lose at Detroit, right? Totally, you would expect it, right? Then the chances that they're out of the playoffs are 85%. Well, they have a 15% chance to make the playoffs if they lose those two games.
And you know, that sucked.
And I'm saying they might even beat Buffalo and Pittsburgh. Who knows?
Well, I mean, it's going to be 9-8 or 10-7, right? One of those two, because it always is. Is that, can 9-8, I guess 9-8 you're out in the AFC right now. But then again, some of these teams ahead of them could start losing. Maybe they make some noise and maybe the Chargers fall apart. Maybe the Chiefs don't win. Maybe they sneak in at 9-8.
I don't know. I'm looking now where I'm giving them 11 wins and they still would have a 15% chance to make the playoffs, which is crazy. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So looks like Mason Rudolph is going to play next week, according to Adam Schefter. We'll keep an eye on that. Let's get to the NFL in 60.
Maggie and Perloff take you around the league, recapping this weekend's football action. Time for NFL in 60.
Okay, every game in less than 60 seconds. EJ, you want me to set them up, or are you going to do triple duty here?
No, we got this here.
All right, let's go.
We're going to begin in Madrid, where, sorry to the Spaniards that you got this game, but it wasn't overtime, doozy. Dolphins beat the Commanders 16-13.
I mean, Mike McDaniel opted to go for it at the goal line when he could have had the go-ahead field goal with less than 2 minutes left. Did not make it. Didn't even come close. And I think the entire internet fired him on the spot. Of course, they somehow won the game. They got to overtime. Washington couldn't beat them in regulation. Dolphins are 4-7. They play the Jets and Saints next. They could be 6-7 head to Pittsburgh. If they're 7-7, man, I'm going to laugh so hard. Be 7-7, you think you're in the playoff picture. At least you make the graphic on Fox
in
or
the
CBS.
Hunt. Yeah,
you're in the hunt.
You know, one good thing here, I think, about the Commanders, the defense did look a lot better. With Dan Quinn now calling the defensive plays, you had Javon Kinlaw was great at the goal line. Jonathan Jones, 3 sacks. Like, Bobby Wagner, obviously, is a Hall of Famer. Frankie Louvu. That was a strong showing as Marcus Mariota threw a horrible interception in overtime.
Well, I mean, the Dolphins should have won in regulation. That was insane. But go ahead, EJ.
Another heartbreaking loss for the Falcons. The Panthers roll into Atlanta and win 30-27 in overtime. 448 passing yards for one Bryce Young.
I know, that's 120 more yards than he's ever thrown, Pearl, in a game. What happened to Atlanta's number one passing defense in the NFL? It's completely fallen apart over there. Teteroa McMillan and Rico Dowdle, like, obviously great weapons for them, along with Xavier Leggett. So, fantastic job. And for the Falcons, now they've lost 5 in a row. They're injured all over the place, and Michael Penix hurt his knee again.
Well, at least they have that great first. Oh, no, they traded their first-round pick for next year.
To the Rams, of all people.
But I'd love to see the Panthers make a run at Tampa Bay for the NFC South title, because the NFC South is so boring. Can we do something here to shake it up?
Things looked dire for the Buffalo Bills, and then one Maggie Gray got on the treadmill. They score 44 points, and Josh Allen accounts for 6 touchdowns. They beat the Bucks in Buffalo.
Yeah, I got my fat butt on the treadmill and started walking, and the Bills started winning. So clearly it's all about me. No, that's just how I get my stress out. The passing game looked better with Keon Coleman as a healthy scratch. Yep, that's saying something about the second round pick, with Shavers now catching this 43-yard bomb. You know, James Cook just doing enough. Josh Allen, the passing game finally looked a little bit fixed. This is what it's supposed to look like, and this is how the Bills are going to win games, Pearl. Shootouts like this, because the defense is still not good enough.
I mean, they should be able to handle Tampa Bay coming up to Buffalo. That should be an easier win. So you've been telling me all along the defense is broken, and I kind of saw it on Sunday.
Oh, now you believe me?
Well, it's the tackling is the issue. But, hey, the Bucs play the Panthers in Carolina in Week 16. That is a big game. That's shaped up to be a big game, because assuming the Bucs might trip up at L.A. next week, they go to 6-5, and like I mentioned before, the division is up for grabs.
A late touchdown pass by Cam Ward was not enough to hold off the Texans as they went on a walk-off field goal. Houston beats Tennessee in Nashville 16-13.
Ugh, gross. Entirely disgusting. What is happening? I had that on my Sunday ticket thing because I wanted to see. I'm like, okay, I wanted to come out of that game saying Cam Ward looks good even though the rest of the team is bad. I couldn't even say that.
No.
Because there's something about the play design. You never get to see Cam Ward do anything there. EJ, you probably watched that game. I know watched Cam Ward. Like, something is completely just off with Tennessee. And then Calvin Ridley got hurt. I don't even really care. Houston, to me, here's where you and I disagree. I think Houston is also irrelevant. Like, Davis Mills, I'm sorry. This is not happening this year.
But he came through again. I mean, on that drive, he starts looking at Nico Collins and basically no one but Nico Collins, and it ended up working out. They play Buffalo now on a short week. I'm telling you, the Bills have trouble in Houston. This could end up being a little bit of a mini streak here.
But even
for the
if they win that game, they going to KC, unless CJ Stroud comes back and is the old CJ Stroud, they have no upside to me.
The Bears avoid deja vu against the Vikings. They stave off a late comeback by Minnesota to win on a walk-off field goal. Bears beat the Vikings 19-17.
How are they doing it? How are they coming through in the clutch? This clutch, Pearl, the Bears, I mean, you know, taking advantage of a struggling J.J. McCarthy. And, let's put the Bears aside. Right now, they're top of the NFC North. They're winning all these games. In the last 2 minutes of the game, they're finding this, like, extra gear. The Vikings. Think about it, Pearl. Could have had your pick of quarterbacks. Could have stayed with Sam Darnold. Could have had Aaron Rodgers. Could have maybe made a play for Stafford, possibly. I don't know if that was a real thing. And instead, they decide to roll with J.J. McCarthy, and he's clearly holding them back.
Well, they had to find out, right, at some point. They drafted him at number 10 overall. The logic was there. I think they are in big trouble. Big trouble, because I'm not sure he has it. And There's a, you know, Justin Jefferson obviously threw his helmet down in frustration. Yeah. I don't know how long they have to mess around with this project with J.J. McCarthy. Give him next year, and then it's either makes it or bust.
A barn burner in MetLife Stadium that concluded with a Christian Watson touchdown and a Jameis Winston interception. Pretty predictable when you think about it. Packers beat the Giants 27-20.
I mean, the Packers, you got to walk away from that game feeling so depressed as a Packers fan. Because if you can't beat that team soundly and you drop 7 passes and at least 5 more on defense, the Packers are a mess. I don't know where they turn a wide receiver. They just better hope Matthew Golden, who came back this week, is their first round pick, is great. Because I just don't know how they're supposed to move the ball. Josh Jacobs hurt. This is an offense that is in trouble.
Yeah, we found out yesterday that Kevin Stefanski of the Browns holds like these extra practices like for the rookies and stuff. The Green Bay has to hold some extra practices for the wide receivers and the DBs and just to try to catch passes. Because you mentioned it earlier in the show, Pearl, the wide receivers are dropping balls. The defensive backs were dropping gift-wrapped interceptions, should have been interceptions from Jameis Winston. I mean, they could have a much more explosive offense than they do, but they keep making these self-inflicted mistakes.
That's a coach.
Drops.
So right now the Packers are 6-3-1. I would watch the hot seat for Matt LaFleur. Like, that offense has got to start to look more functional, or they're going to start to wonder about him. Because I think Jordan Love looks good. I think Jordan Love is not the problem at all in Green Bay.
Malik Willis even came in and threw a touchdown. Yeah.
By the way, I wouldn't mind seeing more of him because he gives them a run element.
Steelers may put the Bengals away for good. They win 34-12, sending the Bengals to 3-7. But as we mentioned, Pittsburgh losing their quarterback.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, the non-throwing wrist, so we'll see what happens with him. I think the positive is how the defense bounced back after a bad loss last Sunday night against the Chargers, Pearl. The defense where Joe Flacco had been lighting up everybody. Flacco less than 200 yards passing on 40 attempts. Other big storyline out of this game, which you'll be hearing a lot at the water cooler, is Ja'Marr Chase spitting on Jalen Ramsey. He denied doing it, but there's video all over the place of him spitting on Ramsey. It was retaliation for Ramsey with a dirty play earlier in the game. Ramsey ends up getting kicked out of the game to retaliate for the spit. It was just a whole bunch of bad blood.
Yeah, I mean, there's more to the story. I hope the NFL looks at the entire tape of that game before they make any harsh judgments or fines. Okay, I call that the Kenneth Gainwell receiving game. Once again, Ken Gainwell, former Eagle. He is probably the best offensive player for Pittsburgh right now, which is so bizarre. I actually thought Mason Rudolph played really well in relief. You saw how Shedeur Sanders looked completely rattled when he came in for Cleveland. Mason Rudolph has been there, done that. I'm not saying he's an A or anything, but he'll give you good B-minus quarterback play, so that gives Pittsburgh a shot.
Jaguars bounced back from a collapse against the Texans last week to come home and rout the Chargers. 35-6 was the score in this one.
You had to feel bad for Justin Herbert. There was one big hit that knocked him out, but it wasn't just that. He never had any time to throw the ball at all. And the Jags are going to kick themselves because they lost last week when they shouldn't. They have this running back, Tutin, who looks like the truth, combined with Etienne. The Jags are... they're an interesting team. I'll give you that. I don't know. Is good too strong a word, Maggie?
You know, I'm proud of the Jags because last week was so awful and they clearly came out ready to play with an opponent that was ready to not block. or the Chargers' just offensive line is just so banged up. And I worry about Justin Herbert because he was sacked 3 times. One of those sent him to the medical tent. You know, maybe the Jags are a little spry. It's weird that they, you know, they also have the Colts in this division now. Houston's coming on. So this is not walkover stuff here in the AFC South anymore.
But they should be able to play with those teams pretty evenly. I don't think they had as many drops on Sunday. I mean, obviously they were in control of the game, so it didn't really matter. We'll see how that receiving... I'd like to say if they're in a shootout, I'm very worried about that receiving core.
Let's move to the 4 o'clock window where 4 picks from Sam Darnold doomed Seattle, though they did have a chance at a late field goal that missed badly. Rams beat Seattle in SoFi 25-19.
Yeah, Perloff and I don't see this the same way. I look at those four picks from Sam Darnold, and even though the Seattle defense kept them in the game, I feel like this is what we're talking about when you're waiting for the other shoe to drop with Darnold. Because some of these picks just look like, what are you looking at, dude? This is when the defense gets you a little bit sped up, and all of a sudden you become a massive liability. Again, kudos to the Seahawks defense for keeping them in this game and making life uncomfortable for Matthew Stafford, but I was not impressed by Darnold yesterday. How could you be?
Yeah, but here's the thing. They did. How many total yards did they have? They had 414 yards against the Rams defense. There were points where they were moving the ball really well. I thought that they needed to take the lead in the first half because they were outplaying them. It wasn't just the interception. There were other blown opportunities, and they just couldn't quite get together. I think those teams are pretty close. I'm curious when they go to Seattle. You know, it wasn't like, remember last year that Sam Darnold got blown out of Week 18 by Detroit and then got blown out by the Rams the next week? At least this Seahawks team was competitive. I think you're right, because of the defense.
Let's move now to Arizona, where this one was never close. 49ers beat the Cards 41-22.
Means nothing to me. I think the Arizona has completely given up on the season. The Niners have this easy schedule, so they'll probably make the playoffs. But I do not know how they match up with the two teams we just talked about, the Rams and the Seahawks. Yeah. Are they in that conversation? I'll leave it to you, Maggie. Are we talking about the Niners the same way?
I don't think they're in the same weight class now as the Rams or the Seahawks. Yeah. I don't. But I thought it did look good with Purdy. Like, yeah. He had some wonky throws, don't get me wrong, and the yardage total was not impressive. 19 to 26, 200 yeah. yards, three touchdowns, 133.5 passer rating, though, and he led San Francisco on scoring drives on 8 of the 11 possessions,
yeah,
and they scored
like
a season-high 41 points.
I mean, how long were the scoring drives?
Well, not that long. It didn't have to be.
Yeah, so, that's what I'm saying. That was not a Brock Purdy game. That's not called efficiency. It's called the defense kept putting them in amazing positions. The Cardinals were awful for most of that game.
It was an uneven, to say the least, debut for Shador Sanders, who came in and went 4-for-16. Ravens held on thanks to a Mark Andrews run. 23-16 Baltimore in Cleveland yesterday.
I think they should have gone Wildcat for Cleveland the whole second half. Just run the ball like a college team. He's nothing good. Well, the last drive, they had to throw the ball. And actually, Shador looked okay on that last drive. But I would have liked to see them just gut the passing game altogether.
Well, I don't know. Quinshon Judkins couldn't get really much going either. Here's my thing. So Shador, this is the cliff notes. If you're going into your office or wherever you work today, people are talking about Shador Sanders. It didn't look good. He looked completely unprepared. And I think, to me, it's on Shador. It's on the coaching staff. Like, he is the backup. He's always one snap away from getting into the game. And he looked like he never met these receivers before. You know, it was.
Wow, he was under a lot of pressure.
Tons of pressure.
Why is that on him?
It's on the coaching staff to have your quarterback ready to play.
I feel like the Ravens defense was running downhill the entire game.
Oh,
it did
okay.
Feel like the line had a prayer. I'm not sure if Shador could have prepared for 3 months for this game.
Yeah,
and it felt like he was facing a brutal pass rush.
That internal clock has not started yet for Shador Sanders. That he seemed like he was waiting and waiting and waiting, and then
really?
He was just getting creamed.
I didn't think he had to wait that long to get creamed. He had to spin about 1 second in because the Ravens were really getting to him and Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, clock was not clocking for
you
Shador.
Want to know the other thing really quick? I know we have to move on.
Yep.
It provides a little cover here for Lamar, who did not play well yesterday. You can say that about Lamar. It's not a crime. He did not have a good game. A lot of guys have not had good games against Cleveland. Their defense is really good. And Lamar, it should not be that hard to beat these Browns.
Chiefs playoff chances take a bit of a blow yesterday. They lose on a game-winning field goal by Will Lutz. Broncos 22, Chiefs 19.
Broncos take advantage of the division. How about that? The Chiefs have won this division 9 years in a row, and now finally the Broncos look like they're here and on their corner to take their lunch. I'm just shocked that Patrick Mahomes, Pearl, gets the ball with 4 minutes left to go. All they need is a field goal to take the lead, and he goes 3-and-out.
He had no idea what was coming his way, pass rush. But can we just look at the last three Broncos scores? 22-19. Very close game. Probably the best game the Broncos have played. They beat Las Vegas 10-7, Maggie. Las Vegas. They beat Houston and that awful, awful offense 18-15. Are we really talking about them as a Super Bowl team with some of these wins? The comeback in Denver over the Giants 33-32. How can a team that lets the Giants score 32 points at home win a Super Bowl. I'm mystified by this Denver team.
They're 6-0 at home. I mean, they have this home field advantage. So you're asking, are they a Super Bowl team? I don't think so. But if they get home field throughout the playoffs, they may have a better shot.
The Giants almost beat them at that home field, the New York Giants.
Well, here's the thing. To me, your story, you're coming out of this and you think the story is the Broncos. To me, the story is the Chiefs. They're still 500. We do this. When are the Chiefs going to turn it on? Well, it's getting late.
They're fine.
All right, and finally, finally, a questionable defensive pass interference call sealed the win for the Eagles. Eagles 16-9 over the Detroit Lions.
I mean, yeah, the questionable is being kind. That was a terrible pass interference call. It didn't matter. You think Jared Goff was going to score in that windy environment? I've said it before. I'll say it again. You take indoor teams and you put them in the wind, then do not expect good things. And Jared Goff, we know famously, is not good in good weather. So you could almost immediately in that game, you saw that the Lions were going to struggle to score points. It's just not their thing.
Still got those cheerleaders.
Man,
they're just based on speed, and it's hard to do that down the field when you can't expect the ball to go where. I mean, there was one kick that started off straight, or maybe that was a Giants package. I can't remember, but it went 40 yards off the target.
Well, that's where Jameson Williams, I don't agree with it. I think it's odd that you can do these whole choreographed touchdown celebrations where guys are rowing a boat or pretending to be bowling pins, yet a dude jumps onto the field goal stanchion, and all of a sudden now that's a personal foul, like, or whatever, on sports.
Yeah, that was stupid.
It's so dumb, and it backed him up on the extra point, and then they end up missing because it was windy. I think they could have played this game indoors, and Jared Goff would have looked that uncomfortable. The Philadelphia defense was all over him.
Well, they need the vertical element to at least keep them off balance. And also they need Laporta. That was a big miss, big loss. Yeah, I don't think that game plays out at all like that in Detroit. I mean, Philly never started to be really conservative of offense too. By the way, Philly offense, you say they're bad. They did have a 6-minute drive at the end of the game. That's key. Like, they did make a bunch of first downs. I'm not as worried about the offense. I think that Nick Sirianni is playing this exactly how he wants to play it. Be very, very conservative to get the win. He knows that Green Bay was struggling last week. He knew Detroit was struggling this week. I think if he wanted to open up more, he could.
Keep telling yourself that. Okay, coming up next, we have Dallas Cowboys Monday Night Football tonight. We'll tell you what we learned about the Cowboys over the weekend.
All right, Maggie. Cowboys on tonight. And you know the best way to enjoy live action is by playing along with Prize Picks. Prize Picks, where if you're right, you can get paid. And right now, you can keep the season rolling on Prize Picks by getting $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. It's so easy to use. Just pick more or less on two players' projections, and if you're right, you could win big. All right, Monday night, a lot of sports going on. I know you have a lot of choices. You've probably been breaking down the numbers. What direction are you headed, Maggie Gray?
Okay, Geno Smith. I'm fading Geno tonight. Even though I know Dallas's defense is not very good, 235.5 passing yards give me less than on the Las Vegas Raiders quarterback. And I'm going to pair that with a little Giannis Antetokounmpo. 50.5 is the number for points, rebounds, and assists. Playing the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight, give me less than on Giannis as well. And you know what? Sometimes you can fade superstars, and that's okay because Prize Picks makes it all easy for you. What are you feeling? What's your gut tell you? What do the numbers tell you? Put it all together in the blender and download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MMP. Get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code MMP on Prize Picks. Get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. It is good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. By the way, we did stock up and stock down. I forgot one play. Did
for
you guys
up
see
for stock up or
stock beyond up?
Okay.
You've been for some reason, I can't figure out, a critic of Darnell Washington, the massive Steelers tight end. Did you see him truck all those Bengals players? It's my favorite play of the year. There's also a play where he jumps over a guy. Oh my God, do I love that man. I would throw to him every single time about... I wouldn't
they
even
do.
Run the ball anymore.
That's my criticism. They throw to him every time. They don't throw to Freiermuth anymore.
They throw to Freiermuth all the time.
Not enough.
Muth. They're saying Muth. Muth. What are you talking about?
Penn State legend, Pat Freiermuth.
Also, do they have to explain that every time on the broadcast? We know.
And also, they throw to Jonnu once in a while. They have Jonnu Smith now, I think, too. They have about seven tight ends in that
all. No. It's like my first fantasy team ever. It was just all tight ends.
They had a three tight end set, I saw, and Darnell Washington wasn't on the field. They had three other tight ends. They're an amazingly conservative, weird team. I love them. 10-7, here you come. But Darnell Washington... Oh, it was so much fun. It's like an adult playing with kids. It's the best.
Wait, Maggie, you were surprised that they kept mentioning the fact that they got to keep saying Muth? Like, you also don't know that Matthew Stafford and Clayton Kershaw went to high school?
Yep.
What?
Ryan Fitzpatrick went to Harvard.
Yeah.
The things they always have to mention every time there's a broadcast.
Oh, by the way, also, Shea Gildas-Alexander, cousin, Nikhil Alexander. Yeah.
That I knew.
Yeah, we're going to get to that every game. Yeah. It's like, is there a casual... If you're that much of a casual fan and you show up to a Steeler, you're watching Steelers on TV, do you even understand that they're... Like, it's just... It's okay. And, I love the broadcasters.
Do you guys watch the Spain game? They kept hitting Dan Quinn and Mike McDaniel coached together under Kyle Shanahan. Yep. Mm. I mean, come on. That stupid staff...
No, other way around.
Yeah.
Shanahan and McDaniel coached under Quinn.
Oh, right. Yeah, that stupid staff that people were talking about. Was Mike Shanahan originally there? Yeah, it was Mike Shanahan, right?
No, this was Atlanta.
No, Mike McDaniel and Kyle Shanahan both were in Atlanta under Dan Quinn.
Right. But they were all together under Mike Shanahan in Washington that RG3 year.
Yeah, but not Dan Quinn.
Not McDaniel.
McDaniel was?
Oh, man, he's confused.
I thought McDaniel was part of that staff. He wasn't in the original great staff. Because then it got back. Then they started talking about all the other guys. That were in that amazing Washington staff in 2012. I didn't realize that. So Dan Quinn had nothing to do with that. Right. He was in Atlanta already. Duh. Okay. But McDaniel, that got a little annoying. And then for some reason, McDaniel handed a win to his buddy and his buddy couldn't take it.
Nope. Could not. Let's get to Manny, who's doing updates with us this morning. What's up, Manny?
This update is sponsored by Skechers. Watch the Skechers World Champions Cup this December 4th, 5th, and 7th. On ESPN and ABC. Anxiety, nervousness, and tons of cursing. No, I'm not talking about my problems. I'm talking about the image I envisioned yesterday afternoon at the Gray residence in North Jersey.
Allen back to pass, now going to tuck it and run as he's looking for the end zone. And the surge pushes him in for his sixth touchdown of the game. He is a beast with a capital B. He is a scoring machine.
Oh.
He's unbelievable. He has tied his career high in a football game.
Bills Radio Network, a good day to be Haley's man and to have him on fantasy. Josh Allen, 19 of 30, 317 yards, three passing touchdowns, and another three with his legs.
Just finding a way to score down there and had some quarterback runs up, which obviously helps. But again, guys make plays. Shaves made a heck of a play. Ty Johnson down the sideline just outrunning people. And then Jimbo making a heck of a catch for that touchdown there too. So it takes everybody.
The Bills, they beat the Buccaneers 44-32. But
I'm still a Bucs lover.
That's right.
So I put out a poll yesterday on my X account. Is watching your favorite team enjoyable?
No, not now.
80% of people who responded said no.
No, now we have Jameis Winston as your quarterback. I can tell you that much.
Like, it's just funny. Like, why do we do this? Like, we love it. We're addicted to it. We can't get enough. But none of us find this enjoyable.
But it's fun, like, leading up. You're like, this could be really fun. I can't wait to see it. And then it actually starts. And that's when the enjoyment goes away. Right? Like, you're really into it.
Yeah.
And then the game starts like, oh, I can't do this.
Well, it's especially bad when your team is the only team playing that day. Like, if you're having Monday Night Football
Thursday night.
A Thursday night or a weird Saturday night, those are the worst.
We're like, don't embarrass us on national television.
Oh my gosh! I mean, the opening season game for the Hurricanes, they had that Sunday weird Labor Day game.
Oh, against the Irish.
I mean, it's the only college football game on. The whole day, I'm so excited, and then the game starts, I'm like on edge. It's terrible.
Well, Margarita, Buffalo without wide receiver Keon Coleman, he missed a team meeting during the week, leading to him being a healthy scratch yesterday. Here's Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
It is disappointing, but I still believe in the young man and. We get to a certain point, and I've got to do something. I try and give the guys kind of a strike approach. Hey, you get a chance to show that your teammates that's not really who you are, and then when it happens again, then I step in. So I believe he will learn from it. He takes it seriously, and he will move forward in a way of growing from this, and that's the whole goal.
Yeah, honestly, Maggie, the key word again.
Yeah, again, the second time he's done it. Also, you know, you don't live in Miami or L.A. or this big cities with traffic, okay? You live in Buffalo, New York, and Orchard Park, more specifically. Being late to a meeting is 100% on you.
Mm. What do you mean?
And it's kind of disrespectful to Josh Allen, quite frankly. Like, I see that as a disrespect to Allen. You're supposed to be the number one receiving target right now. You should have been in year two. You got the MVP of the league, and you still can't get it through your skull.
Instead, you guys are total idiots.
Instead, you got some guy named Tyrell Shivers or something like that catching touchdown passes. Elsewhere in the NFL...
He'd be the leading receiver on the Giants.
Elsewhere in the NFL, the Steelers, they beat the Bengals 34-12. Jalen Ramsey was ejected after throwing a punch at Jamar Chase, who might have spat on him. Aaron Rodgers, he suffered a small fracture in his left wrist during the game. He will be further evaluated today. The Eagles, they get bailed out by the Zebras. They beat the Lions in primetime 16-9, and the Jaguars, they maul the Chargers 35-6. To the NBA, the Warriors beat the Pelicans 124-106. That's not impressive. We could do that. The story here is Draymond Green and him confronting 35-year-old New Orleans native Sam Green. Draymond, he was called for a foul, much to the happiness of the fans sitting near the baseline. As Herb Jones was getting ready to shoot, on went Draymond to the fan and got chest to chest with him. Now, nothing got a little too hot, just some words were exchanged, but here's what ticked off Draymond.
He just kept calling me a woman. You know, it was a good joke at first, but you can't keep calling me a woman.
He called me a woman, said Draymond, and the woman the fan was calling Draymond was Angel Reese. Why? Because of a sequence where Draymond grabbed the rebounds in succession after missing short shots. The fan commented by saying, quote, I wasn't using profanity, and for him to walk 12 feet off the court to come and get in my face like that, it was a little unnerving. Neither Green was ejected. Both of them saw warnings.
And it's always f*** everybody else.
I mean, yeah, whatever. I mean, this is Draymond. Again, I think he's doing it for the podcast. I think he's doing it for content. Did you guys also see the Jimmy Butler fan interaction? I thought that was fake at first. Did anyone see this?
No, I didn't see that.
Okay, well, I think it's real, but again, AI, whatever. Jimmy Butler's on the street, and this guy's in a car, and he just starts berating him. Yeah, he was like walking. It was like the daytime. Oh. Like he had a coffee. And a fan starts berating him because he's like, I put $3,000 on you to get blah, 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 starts talking about Pearlson parlay that he lost. Did you guys see this?
Oh, no, I hate hearing that.
And he goes, you work for Vegas. This is the fan who's saying, you work for Vegas. You're in on it. Like, accusing him of cheating, which he's not doing any of that, obviously.
At least we know of.
But it's just crazy because it's a mess. It's a mess. And now the NBA is going to be, did you see they're trying to they're trying to get everybody's cell phones on the Lakers or many people's cell phones?
I saw that headline and that didn't sound good. That sounded ominous. I'd love to know what's on LeBron's cell phone.
It's interesting that they kept emphasizing that they got the Lakers, but then they kept saying other teams.
Other teams.
I'm like, who are the other teams?
Because is it something about Damon Jones, obviously, who was the unpaid assistant coach on the Lakers? But here's the thing. LeBron's not giving his phone up.
Well, that's what I was thinking, too.
It's not the police. It's the NBA. As far as we know, it's the NBA.
I mean, unless
who
he pulls a
it.
Tom Brady and destroys his phone. I mean, I guess the NFL had the power, I guess, to get Brady's phone, right?
Well, the NFL asked for Brady's phone, and he destroyed it. And if I were LeBron, I'd do the same thing, and I would just dare Adam Silver to suspend me. I don't think he's going to.
It's a lot of work to rebuild your contacts, so.
Yeah, that's what that was exactly what I was thinking.
You think LeBron has one phone?
No. Definitely not.
No.
I'd destroy, then, one of the minor phones.
Rich Paul's not doing his job if some clutch minion doesn't have all LeBron's contacts somewhere.
Clutch minion. Think of an orange,
maybe
like a yellow
cloud.
Person with glasses, like the cartoon.
Maybe, maybe it is in the cloud.
But then... But I don't understand, when Tom Brady destroyed his phone, weren't all the texts in the cloud? But how do you get rid of everything?
Oh, I don't think you can get rid of the cloud.
But I don't think the NBA or NFL can get into your cloud.
I don't think
so. Yeah.
This is why Terry Rozier got off the first time in the NBA investigation, because he just lied to the NBA. You cannot lie to the feds.
Of course, you're one of those annoying people that doesn't have an iPhone and you got an Android or something, or a Google phone.
There's always one.
Then you got the green text messages. I mean, that's not going into the cloud. So LeBron may have one up them there, right? Does he have a deal with Google? Yeah, he might have a Google phone.
I think he might.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
LeBron,
does he really use it?
I think LeBron's phone might be lamer than you guys think. Do you guys see the documentary Netflix did? Like, he's mostly focused on Halloween. And once that's over, it's all NFL football. I don't know what else.
I think it's selling LeBron short. That guy is definitely in for world domination.
Well, I don't know. He seems so laid back about, like, he's like all these. You ever heard him talk about the different businesses? He delegates. He says, I delegate. I trust everyone around me.
I think as soon as this career ends, he's going to be full tilt businessman.
Oh, yeah. He's looking at Brady right now.
But that's also rich and maverick, too, though. I mean, he said, I'm busy playing basketball. I'll let those guys do it. I don't know. I think he has to tweet about the Cowboys a lot, send a lot of notes to his friends. Hey, did you see that play? Guy watches a lot of sports.
And lastly, guys, in one of the worst promoted series I've ever been a part of, the Global Series in Sweden 2025, the NHL, the Penguins, they beat the Predators 4-0. Did you guys know the NHL were playing games in Sweden? I had no idea.
A little weird.
Everybody knew that, Manny.
Yeah. Sure.
Do you know who their caterer is?
The caterer?
IKEA.
The caterer? The Swedish chef from The Muppets.
All right.
Fusen, 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 Fusen.
Maggie, back to you.
I think I had a better joke with IKEA.
You guys are too young for The Muppets.
We're too young for The Muppets. Are you familiar with Zlatan Ibrahimovic?
Coming up next.
Yeah.
Swedish legend.
The Cowboys on your television tonight against the Raiders. We'll break it down next.
The Draymond Green Show with Baron Davis must go on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart.
That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff Show. You know that sound. It's the Cowboy Quickie. Just really fast, Pro. We got the Cowboys on Monday Night Football. They're in Las Vegas. 3.5-point favorites on the road. Not sure if Tom Brady is going to show up to this one and be in the booth
Time
the Raiders were in primetime. But this Cowboy Quickie is news about CeeDee Lamb. He was on the Pivot podcast.
Okay.
And he apparently spends $1.5 million on his body every single year.
Okay.
Like we saw
like LeBron
this.
Style, right?
Exactly. So do you want to know what how it breaks down, what he spends it on?
Sure.
This is how you get to $1.5 mil. Ice baths and cold therapy, hot tub, sauna, steam room sessions, because obviously you got hot and you need the cold. Red light therapy, hyperbaric chambers, personal trainers, massage therapists, nutritionists, private doctors and specialists, and premium recovery technology, whatever that means.
Don't you get the hot and cold at, well, I don't know if you get the hot. There's cold tubs at the facility. Why doesn't he just use those?
I don't know. Maybe you want one at your house, too, when you're putting in extra work on the side.
All right.
There you go. So how much do you think you spend on keeping your body upright every year?
$300.
A couple dentist appointments.
CeeDee Lamb got a big commercial this weekend, Dick's, and I saw who, I noticed it was Paige Beckers, Bryson DeChambeau, and CeeDee Lamb were the three stars with Santa Claus. I don't know if you saw, it was running a lot.
And Draymond Green. Yeah.
And Draymond. But CeeDee Lamb belongs with Bryson DeChambeau and Paige Beckers. I thought that was pretty good for CD.
They're all on the nice list. Draymond, he's still on the naughty list.
I know. So is CD like a big-time Mahomes-ish commercial guy? Until this year, I don't think I've ever seen him in any commercials. I don't know. I thought it was interesting.
It's your Cowboy Quickie for today.
Cowboys, by the way, they better win this game tonight. Can we all talk about that for one second?
Why? Like, what does it matter?
I don't know. For a lot of reasons. I just think that they cannot lose to the Raiders. That would be embarrassing. It's like the one crazy ownership group losing to the other crazy ownership group.
Okay, so just quickly, right now the Cowboys have a 4% chance of making the playoffs. Let's say they lose to the Eagles. Not that surprising. Let's say they lose to the Chiefs or the Lions. I mean, we're looking at less than 1% chance. It's not about this year, as we said with the Quinn and Williams trade. It's about next year. Let's go to Richie, who's in Queens. Richie, you're watching the NFL yesterday, and you're thinking to yourself, what?
Yeah, a couple of things, guys. The Miami, you touched on it. That's just egregious. You're on a fourth down, minute 50 to go. The other team doesn't have any timeouts. You know, they're always thinking about, oh, my God, they're going to kick off. They're going to get the ball to 35. And then you're playing for overtime. And you call two timeouts on defense to get the ball back, where, on the 30, when you have no timeouts left? I thought that was one of the worst 2 minutes, but I'm not shocked. I see things that are happening all the time. That defensive play at the end of the game against the Rams was egregious. I ref for 25 years. I don't say you put the whistle in your pocket, but unless it's really, really where he's impeded, you let them fight that out. Whether Goff would do anything, he didn't do anything the whole 48 minutes, so who knows, 58 minutes. But the other thing, too, is I watched Kafka yesterday. And I was like, Maggie, you watch that game at all?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, his first challenge was abominable. to pick up 10 yards. And you know what hurt, Maggie?
Yeah.
Is that he lost that challenge. And then the catch with Robinson, that probably was a catch. He was afraid.
Yeah, he's afraid
the
to
challenge
do it.
There, because he was going to lose the second one. So, yeah, I mean, just in general, and, you know, things with Donald, you know, he's seeing ghosts in these big games. And you've got to prove that's the biggest game they played all year. And despite four interceptions, they were still in it. So, yeah, it's getting down to crunch time. And Denver's been a great story. And I'm really shocked that Mahomes, like you said, went three and out. So you see things every week. And now it's getting to the point now where all these games mean something except tonight's Dallas-Vegas.
And which one of these things is not like the other, Richie? Thank you. Yeah, tonight's Cowboys-Raider game. It will be fun and interesting, I guess, but not that meaningful. Not like Rams-Seahawks. Not like what we saw yesterday, Pearl. Your Philadelphia Eagles getting the benefit of a phantom DPI call with Brian Branch. And was A.J. Brown who he was locked up with?
No, it was on Rocky Sin, I think. Wasn't it?
Oh, was it? Yep, Rocky Sin, pardon me.
But I'm not sure. I got to double check that. The Cowboys, by the way, 3-5-1. They'll go to 4-5-1 if they beat the Raiders tonight. I'm telling you right now, they are going to give the Eagles a very hard time. Dak owns Philadelphia in Dallas. He's going to heal. You know, the defense has been great. They do not have a good time against Dak Prescott. Vic Fangio does not have fun with Prescott. And then they get the Chiefs. Cowboys, I will not declare them done until they're done. We need the content, Maggie.
Oh, no, we don't. We're good, but...
If the team's 500 in week 13, like, no, they're definitely not out.
If they win tonight, their chance to make the playoffs goes from 4% to 6%.
Is anybody down with banning Maggie from using this playoff projector, by the way?
I like it.
Hey, it's not a little much.
Sobering.
That was really funny. I like to keep that kind of content.
Thank you, E.J. Stewart and Manny Rodriguez. Wow, guys, can you possibly do any more today? I don't think spinning plates, maybe. We're going to juggle swords next.
Playoff projector says no.
Thank you to Andrew Kaplan. He's always doing a million things. And you guys on the phones, the weedos, the coffee drinkers, we'll see you mañana.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.